The Bush administration may reevaluate tariffs designed to protect the steel industry. The tariffs, as high as 30%, were instituted last year to help domestic steelmakers compete against cheap imports. But U.S. manufacturers say they've been hurt by the tariffs. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
On a windy day outside the U.S. Capitol building, a small group of lawmakers and some executives from businesses that use steel in their manufacturing have gathered to voice their opposition to the steel tariffs. Standing on the back of a flatbed truck, Michigan lawmaker Joe Nolenberg says he believes the tariffs have done more harm than good. He says many of the 1,500 companies in his district that use a lot of steel have had to slash jobs as they've seen steel prices skyrocket.
To stay afloat, steel consumers have to cut jobs, and they have to think about moving production overseas if they haven't done so already. This is no way to treat companies that employ 12 million Americans. The steel tariffs must go.
Manufacturers say since the tariffs were put in place in March of 2002, they've seen steel prices increase by anywhere from 10 to 50% depending on the type of steel. Big companies, in many cases, have been able to absorb those higher costs or mitigate them through long-term contracts. But smaller manufacturers like tool and die makers and some metal stamping plants have been hit hard. The manufacturers recently formed a lobby to try and convince the Bush administration to end the tariffs. Louis Leibowitz is with the Washington law firm Hogan & Hartson. He says there are signs the administration is paying attention.
Senior administration officials have told us that they understand the issue very clearly, but we don't know what the Bush administration will do. The president has a decision to make, and he has a lot of discretion to do what he thinks is right.
Big Steel, however, has been just as strident in its demands the Bush administration keep the steel tariffs in place through 2005 when they are scheduled to expire. Wilbur Ross is chairman of ISG Steel, a company formed through the bankruptcies of companies like Bethlehem Steel and LTV. He credits the tariffs with staving off what he says has been unfair subsidized competition from foreign steel producers.
40% of all the steel consumed in the world crosses a national border. Steel is very high in weight relative to its value, so it's not a natural thing to export. And the only reason that it is such a big export is the subsidization. And President Bush's idea with the tariffs was to level the playing field.
The steel industry has launched an aggressive lobbying campaign that plays on that theme of fair trade. Ads running in steel states like Pennsylvania and West Virginia feature excerpts from past presidential speeches and seek to put pressure on the administration to continue the tariffs.
We in America believe we can compete with anybody, just as long as the rules are fair. And we intend to keep the rules fair.
Call the White House and let the president know you want to keep his steel plan working for the full 3 years. Because America needs a strong steel industry. Paid for by Stand Up for Steel.
But even if the administration saw the steel tariffs as a good idea initially, that may not be true today. The United Steelworkers Union has already endorsed Democrat Dick Gephardt in 2004. And despite promises to save steel jobs, Bush lost in Pennsylvania in the last election by 5 percentage points. Still, Terry Straub, vice president for governmental affairs and public policy at U.S. Steel, doesn't think the president will want to risk losing votes in key swing states by lifting the tariffs early.
Would I want to go back into the state, say, well, we've changed our mind, we flip-flopped, policy was a failure? I don't think that's a very good message for anybody to carry into those states, and I'd be very wary to carry that message if I were a candidate for president.
But it's also not clear whether maintaining the tariffs will get the president many more votes. The administration has already excluded about a quarter of the types of steel imports originally included in the tariffs in an effort to soothe angry foreign trading partners and to make sure domestic manufacturers have adequate supplies of steel. And the longer the tariffs remain in place, the more the president risks angering voters in states with industries that use a lot of steel as a raw material. A recent report from the U.S. International Trade Commission has provided ammunition for both sides in the debate. The ITC report found while the tariffs have helped the U.S. steel industry, they resulted in losses to the U.S. economy of around $680 million in their first year. The World Trade Organization has declared the tariffs a violation of international law and is scheduled to come out with its remedy next week. Most analysts look for the WTO to call for the imposition of up to $2 billion in retaliatory trade sanctions against the U.S. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.